Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Hi, my name is Bill. I was talking to your professor in the subway about the great phone service I used, and it turned out we're both interested in marketing, so he asked me to talk to his marketing class. You see, I'm a buzzer, part-time, you know. During the day, I'm a student just like you. Now, I read that piece attacking buzzing. It is really misleading. How it describes buzzing leaves out a lot, and it gives the wrong impression. First, it makes it sound like buzzers don't tell the truth about the products they're buzzing. That's not true. How buzzing works is this. Companies find people who use their product and who really think the product is good. So buzzing is not like ordinary advertisement where an actor is paid to read some lines. Yes, I get paid for telling you what I think, but you get the truth from buzzers. I really do think my phone service is great. That's why the company hired me. Second, the reading makes it seem that when a buzzer talks to someone, the person believes whatever they hear from the buzzer. Not true. In fact, the opposite is true. People I talk to ask a lot of questions about the products I buzz. They ask about the price, service, and how long I've used the product. If I don't have good answers, they won't buy the product. Finally, if you believe what you read, buzzing will destroy civilization. That's stupid. If a product is bad, the company can't recruit buzzers. So what you hear from a buzzer is not only sincere, it's likely to be about a good product. If you try the phone service I use, you're going to love it. So people who try buzzed products are going to have a good experience, so they'll end up being more trustful and open to people.